By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Makariga, Rebatindo, Fenambanto, Zicabento, Vigarisca, Ferriisa, Zopredisto, Zaprengaha, Mekendara, Regatenaba, Regatenamo, Ravaye, Dandadaba, Negatena, Repetota, Zatenamada, Eridos, Eridos, Eregaba, Itanamadia, Itanamado, Asenamo, Igarabanaha, Asigabaha. Iganamados, a Sigarabra, Igabaha, a Sigarabra, a Sigabaraba, a Sinamanos, Iganabariasa, Ebrindaba, Macabalatos, Macabareba, Jacadena, Regatena de Bos, Regatena Nossa, Jacadena, Regadabos, Jacadabos, Regatena, Ocopredia, Egadabra, Cambrega, Embrega, Bacate, Ebrotos, Iramanaha, Rata, Jacada, Mecopredis, Jabredabosa, Jacadera, Igabalos, Japarebada. Lift up your two hands.
That we got yesterday. Understand, there are things God does not contend for. There are things God does not ask for. He has his own glory. You giving him glory suggests you are dedicating something to him. I give you glory and honor. You are the Lord, meaning owner, ruler, supreme. Let your name be glorified. So you are singing with an understanding of what you're doing and what you're about to see that must happen. So it is not possible with the understanding we got yesterday. Then the devil begins to hang around to do what? It's completely given to him, so he has the exclusive prerogative. It becomes preposterous of God to neglect anyone. Remember, if you attend to him, he attends to you. If you put him in your schedule, he will put you in his schedule.
You are the Lord, you are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, you are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. I give you glory, I give you glory and honor and honor. You are the Lord, you are the Lord. above you all. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Oh, I give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Be glorified. I give you glory and honor. Yeah. Oh, you are.
One more time. This time around. You are my God.
You are my God. Let your name be glorified.
You are my God. Let your name be glorified. I give you glory and honor. You are my God. You are my God. You are my God. I give you glory.
Confirm that you are God. It's only by your grace and your mercy that you brought us into this and called us your own. Hey, you are God. You are God. From beginning to the end of August, you know, no place for argument. That's why we came to dedicate it to you. You are God all by yourself. Hey, you are God. There's no place.
No place.
You are God. One more time. You are God from beginning. Hey. There's no place. You are God. Everybody, you've got times and seasons in your head. Say,
you've got.
You call for light. You call
for light out of darkness.
You don't need a man.
You don't need a man to be the God you are.
You have chosen me.
You have chosen me. Call me
one more time. You've got time.
You've got time.
You call for lions.
Call for lions out of darkness.
You don't need a man.
You don't need a man.
To be
the God.
It's a privilege. I am God. I'm called your own. You are God. From beginning to the end. No place. Raise your voice to him. You are God. There's no place. Everybody, let's sing it to Him. Say, oh Lord, my God. Oh Lord, my God. What do you do? Lift up your two hands. I exalt you. I exalt you, Lord. Oh Lord, my God. Oh Lord, my God. I exalt you. To Him. At points in our lives, intermittently, there's nothing else to say. Many times when the case is close and difficult, what comes out of the voice of men is, oh God. But that is not the situation right now. We are calling Him at the beginning so He can answer to His name for the end. Because He is the Alpha and Omega. Assured that whatever He offers, He will Omega. Whatever He starts, He will finish. Whatever He has made first, there will be the end thereof. That is why we call Him God. That is why we call Him who He is. He is your God. He is my God. Therefore, raise your voice. I just call Him, you are my God. You are my God. You are my God. You are my God. At this point, I may not know the right words to communicate, but I declare in the midst of the saints on this morning of Sunday of the month of August, 2019, I've come to acclaim and assert that you are my God, that you are my God, that you are my God, that you are my God. I am no other God. I am no one else. You are my God. You forever be my beginning. You are my God. You forever be the first. You are my God. You forever reign supreme. You are my God. You forever be the head of everything that has to do with me. You are my God. I have no other God but you. You are my God. I have no other one to look unto but you. You are my God. I see nothing else but you. At this point, you know everything concerning the month of August about me and all my fears. So I call on you, God. God, my Lord, the God of all flesh. It is all about you. I dedicate this month to you. I hand it over willfully to you. I subject all into your hands that you reign supreme and you have your leeway and you do as you've chosen, that what has been written in the volume of the books before the foundation of the earth shall begin to find expression over my life. I subscribe to what you want. I subscribe to what you have ordered. I subscribe to what you have planned. I stand out of my own plan and I endorse yours over mine, that not my will but your will be done, that not my thoughts but your thoughts be accomplished, that not my counsel but your counsel be fulfilled. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I exalt you. One more time, oh Lord,
oh Lord, my God, oh Lord, my God,
I exalt. The mighty one in the midst of his people. The Lord our God in our midst that is mighty. Hey, my God. Hey, and you are God. 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 When I look out, when I look out, I look at the valleys, I look at the sea, oh my God, you are God, you are God, God. God, you are God.
lift up your two hands. It's God we are talking about here. You are God. 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 One more time. You are God. You are God. I see the work of your hands, the vow. I see your power at work. I look at the sea and I see your beauty. Oh my God. Close your eyes, everybody. When I look up, picture the mountain, the valley, the sea. Don't look at your challenge. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at what you are going through. Don't look at your present state. Look at the work of His hand. And you are part of that work of His hand. Oh my God, you are God. You are. One more time. The man, how many mountains he made himself? Hey. How did he make the valley and the sea that is in his own location and jurisdiction? This God is too much. You are God. Wave those two hands and bless the Lord. Everybody, everywhere. Glory to God. And you can join in with a shout of praise. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah! Amen. I remind you, he said, for you to see me this month, stay on that button of joy. We'll still look at it again today. He said, glory, beauty available, but for you to reflect the glory and the beauty, stay on that button of joy. Can I give you 30 seconds to express joy by doing joy that is rejoicing? Go ahead, somebody! Woo! Yeah!
sees you, he's watching. He knows what he's expecting. Hey! 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 10 more seconds. 10 more seconds. Show your joy. Express it to the Lord. To the Lord. To the Lord. To the Lord. You know,
for someone that is joyful, it shows. It's a virus. It's contagious. You can't be around a joyful person and it will not show. Are you with me, somebody? It must show. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, I will virus you. Tell that neighbor. Neighbor, I'm an implicator. Coming around me. Staying around me. If you are sitting next to me today, you are implicated by what I carry. This thing is contagious. I can't restrain it. Neither can I curtail it. I know your joy level is lower than mine. Mine is higher than yours. Mine is superior than yours. So I superimpose who I am and what I do over your life. Show yourself to that neighbor. Hey! Hey! I won't let your mubushiousness and your okay life to affect me. I won't let your quietness affect me. I'm the one that controls you. I'm the one that determines you. If you like be quiet, I impose myself on you. Tell that neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm not afraid of you. I don't care the state you came. But I won't allow you to determine my moments this month. I wonder why you're even sitting by me. But today, I won't permit you to use your mumuness and your oginess and your snailness and your mumuciousness to affect me. Me, something has happened to my spirit. I've not seen the end of August, but I'm rejoicing already because this August is my best. Hey! Tell that neighbor, neighbor, I'm warning you for the last time. We'll soon sit down because I know that's what the lead brother will say next. But if you sit next to me and you are not alive, when it's time to pray or do any other thing and I can't hear your voice, mark my face. That's the last time you will stay around me. In fact, I will tell Lee brother that you are the next person to go from this place. The church you left is still waiting for you. They still have your number. You will soon go. You better react and comply. Because this morning, on this third day of As Unto the Lord, something has got hold on me. It's the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hey! I am God, by Abados. Shadows. Shigadana by Shigado. Rade by Abaya, do by
whom I have not seen, I rejoice. Though I have not yet gotten it, I rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Therefore, by this, I receive the end of my faith, which is the salvation of my soul. I don't know what August owed, but I rejoice in the Lord for August 2019. I don't know what the devil is planning, but I know what God has in store for me. I rejoice in the Holy Spirit. Hey! Tell that neighbor. Look at that neighbor. I said, neighbor, where were you yesterday? Those that were not here yesterday, say, if you are not here yesterday, you have missed 50% of your life this month. That is the truth. How many percent? Tell that person, 50%. If you can do like this, 50%. You see shame. You see shame I've got them. 50% of your life has gone. Tell that neighbor. But I believe God, the God of second chance, to help you today. Because lead brother said, today we are going to pray what we learned yesterday. So you better pray. I will help you to pray. If you are strong, tell that neighbor, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Slap that neighbor, high five right now in the Lord. You may be seated, everyone. If you can see, shout this the Lord, your shout! What a joy to be in God's presence this morning again. To Him alone be all the glory. We bless Him. 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 And we give Him all the glory. As you are catching your breath, because I know that you are not used to this kind of thing. You are so pap and ogi as a believer. No, you are not used to this kind of energy. Is this man still fasting? Is he lying? Is he taking drugs? As I'm catching your breath. The place of the Holy Spirit can never be overemphasized. Say, Holy Spirit. Say the Holy Spirit. You're welcome. Afresh. Into all that has to do with me. In this month of August, have your way. Take your place in my life all through this month. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Fill my life, Lord, with your presence. I am nothing without you, Lord. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. One more time, sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Fill my life, Lord, with your presence. I am nothing without you, Lord. Oh, you are welcome in this place. Oh, you are welcome.
come in this place. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome in this place. One more time, you are welcome.
Just as Benny Hinn said, lift up your right hand and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. One more time, good morning, Holy Spirit. For the last time, good morning, Holy Spirit. And Yonggi Cho said, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go ahead. One more time, welcome, Holy Spirit. For the last time, welcome, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you are set to do with us, in us, and through us, all through the month of August. We celebrate you, a comforter. Thank you. And thank you again. Amen. All right. This day, let's try to pray into some dimensions with God. For those of us that were not around yesterday, you have actually done yourself a lot of injustice. I will advise you to go ahead and pick the message. If I tell you to do a thing, I meant it. Because it's for your good. You've done yourself a lot of injustice. Now, John chapter 17. I told you some times ago that John chapter 17 was the only time Jesus Christ prayed for us. We, his followers and believers. Are you with me? And I said one of the things that we need to do. And I think there was one of those Tuesdays, maybe one of the As Unto the Lord. Like I remember we actually looked at many of those prayers and we prayed it. Are you with me if you remember? So it begins to give us a direction, because we're a Jesus pattern church. We are to live a Jesus life. It begins to give us a direction of what to pray about. Now, we're going to look at it from the Good News Translation. ICT, you did a good job yesterday, Sam. Good job yesterday. Let's maintain it. Thank you. All right. So John chapter 17 from verse 15, we're going to look at good news to verse 19. I'm going to show you something about dedication again that is very key, and then that gives us a platform to pray. Yesterday we looked at the mystery and wisdom in dedication. That is dedicating a thing to the Lord. What is it all about? And for every one of us that went through our notes last night, as I instructed, then you begin to have a lot of things in your mind. As I was with the Lord this morning, God said, I should tell every parent that never actually dedicated their child, at the end of this month, you bring that child, even if that child is 10 or 20, bring that child for dedication. Do what? So take it serious. So for those of you that were not around yesterday, go and listen to the message, then you can understand. Because we're coming out of religion consciously, applying ourselves into the will of God. Because if you are to live this kingdom life, which suggests no selfishness, remember I told you, no self-centeredness, then there must be something you are centered on. So you can't just come and live this ecclesial life if you don't understand. That's why when you miss some services, you have yourselves to blame. And see, with all sincerity, sir, especially because we're at a very crucial stage and we're about to come out of it finally, as you keep missing those services, I won't hesitate to tell God to let you go. Because you're going to affect yourself as we start building strong. There's no how you want to go to primary 4 if you have not gone to primary 3. You need to understand what I'm saying. We're on a journey. I'm not trying to hold you down. We're not raising members. We're raising leaders. So you better understand. So we're not trying to raise members. It's not membership we're looking for here. So you can't just go and come and vroom. No, you're not a wind. Toss to and fro. Very important. Now let's look at that scripture. Here Jesus. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but I do ask you to keep them safe from the evil one. Now we will see how that will happen. So what is he saying? Lord, don't take them out of the world. It's not that they want to make heaven. They do. Keep them here. But I beg you, as you keep them here, make sure they are kept from the evil one. So the devil will not be a factor, but he will show us what happened. So do you understand communication of Jesus? The word of God is so encompassing that you can't miss out if you can study. The world is filled with evil. The evil one is available. The best you can do is to resist him. You can't kill him. You can't kill the devil. The best you can do to demons is to cast the demon out. But understand, sir, the demon you cast out, I hope you know, maybe one of these times we'll look at demonology in its fullness. You see, I hope you know that there's nothing like a renewed demon. Demon is the same. Let me announce to you, sir, the demons that were released 6,000 years ago are still the demons on the earth. So that's why you can't be praying for people to die. It was a demon in it is not them. There's a force in them. So when that person dies, then that demon goes to another person to afflict you. See, people ask, you see, it's because we don't understand the word of God. That's why we find ourselves into what I call stupid, silly acts as believers. Everyone against me, die by fire. Silly prayer. If that person dies, that demon moves to the next person to keep tormenting you. Because for every destiny, there are forces against you and there are forces for you. Now, return that scripture, sir. So Jesus said, hey, sir, I'm begging you, don't take them away. Keep them. But ensure that you keep them from the evil one. That's verse 15. Now, verse 16 now said, just as I do not belong to the world, they do not belong to the world. Who is he talking about? You and I. So, where do you belong to? You do not belong to the world. Remember, 2 days ago, I talked about one of the concepts of the kingdom that we must study is colonization. When the British government colonized Nigeria, they are not Nigerians. They left their country and came to Nigeria to colonize Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, suddenly, Nigeria became an extension of Britain. Suddenly, everything they do, we began to do. It was not a Nigerian culture that you put on a tie. It's the British culture that you put on a tie. The French culture does not actually apply that you put on a tie. You actually, most of the time, go tie-less and you can use a cravat. The Scottish culture, if we were colonized by Scotland, would have been putting on skirt. So, they came with their culture and imposed their culture on us. They were not interested if you are from Ibibio, or you are from Ika, or you are from Ugeli, or from Fulani. It doesn't matter. They came and imposed something on you. Suddenly, a Nigerian began to drink tea in the morning because that's what they drink there. Suddenly, your driving is by their side. The right, left side. Because that is how they drive. So everything about your life, they impose their language into your education. Everything about your life began by the dictate of your colonial master. It's the same concept that God brought into the life of a believer. You are not of this world. You are from him, but you are sent to this world to colonize the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And I showed you some scriptures yesterday according to the Passion Translation. So you begin to understand that you are not to be living according to the world's dictate. Suddenly you are looking at what is in vogue and you are blending to what is in vogue. Suddenly you don't even understand your kingdom culture. And then you are applying yourself to the culture that does not represent you. Ladies and gentlemen, when an ambassador of a country that is sent to another country begins to do contrary to the country that sent him, what happens? They deport him.
he loses his office. Scripture said you are an ambassador, a diplomat, a representative of the kingdom of heaven country here on the earth country. So your consciousness will always be about the kingdom that you represent. And ladies and gentlemen, understand the concept of ambassadorial status. As an ambassador, you don't work for anything. You don't apply yourself for anything. Everything is given to you because of your office. You see, that's why, in fact, maybe as we enter the new season, we'll use 6 months on kingdom alone. So that we can understand that if truly he called us for a kingdom life, then let us know the details. Then it means that you can't afford to miss any service if you are truly going to come out of it and do well. So that if I tell you don't bind the devil, you may just actually be binding the devil though. Because there are things you must understand if you're going to come out of it. Graham Douglas, do you understand? There are things you understand. See, if no, you just let the devil play snooker with your destiny. Bah! So Jesus said, Lord, don't take them out. Return that scripture, so I'll be smart again. Don't take them out. Keep them. And I want to tell you to keep them. Verse 15, please. What I'm telling you to keep them is because of the evil one. So do you understand the communication? Now, verse 16. Jesus said, just as I do not belong to this earth, they also do not belong here. Go on. Dedicate them to yourself by means of the truth. Your word is what? Truth. Go on, sir. Now follow this, sir. I send them into the world just as you sent me into the world. Now hear the jackpot, verse 19. And for their sake, I, Jesus, dedicated myself to you in order that they too, they may see and open their eyes, may truly be dedicated to you. If they don't dedicate themselves to you, the evil one will deal with them. Then the elements of the world will continually affect them. I've shown them an example so that they can see the same example. I, Jesus, dedicated myself to you. I have shown them the same example that they too may truly. So it is you are the one that dedicates yourself. You now see what I said is a 4-part message that God gave me about the mystery of dedication. So this one, because it's peripheral, but we can't get into 2021. So that we won't just be misbehaving. So do you understand this thing? It makes your understanding and your application of the kingdom sweet. Understand, sir, the only gospel that Jesus came to preach was the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has been restored. He's not talking about being born again. I told you that, sir. I came to restore a kingdom. Because what man lost was the kingdom in Genesis. What I came to restore, the second Adam, the first Adam lost the kingdom. So there was reason why the second Adam came. Second Adam didn't come to marry. He came to restore what the first lost. There will be no need for the second if the first did not misbehave about one thing, the kingdom. So as a believer, as a child of God, your understanding of the kingdom, and it's so unfortunate that that is the dimension that the church, body of Christ, has not really understood in full. It is given unto us to know this mystery. And it will come by truth. Did you hear that? He said, I dedicate them by truth. By truth. By truth. By truth. Go to verse 18, sir. Be smart now. I think you're sleeping today. By truth. By truth. Do you understand? So it takes truth to bring them to light. Verse 17 then. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So until we know it, we can't do it. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, I release myself for you. This thing, I'm not struggling. The life you give to me to live, you as my life giver, I understand the applications. Therefore, let your will be done in my life. Speaking tongues about this right now. Make it loud, sir. Make it loud, sir. Make it loud. He knows all things. Smarter than you and I. He sees all things. Masetadaba. Sheka barabateke. Mante dena makosu. Zebre pre 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 pre. Makabadiante. Nestefeteba. Japra pre 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 Natala da 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 basa. Igada bonto bredekasha. Thank you, Father. So let's get set to pray. Is that okay? Having known what we knew yesterday, let's apply ourselves to some dimensions of praying. Is that okay? Let's begin with Psalm chapter 16 and verse 5, the Passion. Lord, because understand, dedication talks about you giving God the most important place in your affairs. You choosing God as your all in all. I gave five definitions yesterday, so I'm adding more to it now. Is that okay? So he talks about making God your priority. This thing has been dedicated for this. That is, it is for this use. All right. So look at that Passion translation. Everybody fix your eyes on the screen, please. For I have chosen you alone as what? My inheritance. You are my prize and my pleasure and my portion. Hey. These are strong words. My prize, my pleasure, my portion. I'm hearing a song already coming from that. I leave my destiny and its timing into your hands. Into your hands. I dedicate it to you. Remember, I said something yesterday. Hey, one thing God will never do is to strive with man. God's application is this. I give you everything, but I will always ask for something to tie me to you. Remember, one of the statements yesterday, God will never be responsible for what you didn't hand over to him. Can you imagine you dropping your phone? Give me a phone, sir. Because most of the time, illustrations are better. Give me your phone, thank you. Because you don't want to show your phone because your phone is Jesus Christ, man of God. When they say phone tiraye, that this phone has gone through a lot. Valley of the shadow of death. Bishop Smart. It has seen a lot of attacks. When the enemy is attacking him, so it touches the screen. I just I celebrate you, sir. Man of God. Now just imagine in this big auditorium, you drop your phone. And then you're busy doing everything you want to do. You have no right to go and meet Elder Rotimi and say, why didn't you look over my phone? Do you know why? Because you didn't hand over the phone to him. God, I've given you a life to live. God is saying, the application, if you want to experience the kingdom life, is hand it over to me. Go and do anything you want to do. It's with me. My life is in your hands. If we checked some of those strong words yesterday, you understand. God will never be responsible for whatever you didn't hand over to him. So you can't accuse God. God, where are you? Shut up. What? What? I told you the first 3 days of the month. Is more crucial than the seventh day, than the next Sunday. The first 3 days of the month is very important for me to relate with you. And you decide to do whatever you want to do. And you now expect me to come and begin to manifest as God. It doesn't work that way. Remember, our relationship with God is a covenant transaction. It's a covenant transaction. You must apply yourself to whatever that he's asking of you. Thank you, sir. Celebrate you. It's an honor to hold your phone. something has transpired. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. So, look at that scripture again. Let's look at it again, and then we'll pray. Now, Lord, I have chosen you alone. Have you actually chosen him alone? Sir, ma, God is watching. God knows. Don't assume. He knows if you have chosen him alone. He can't, sir. He can't be. Wait, I don't really understand what we think God is. Or who we think he is. God cannot. He's too big to begin to beg you and apply for your attention. Whatever does not command God's attention in your life will not command his own attention in your life. I told you that yesterday. He's too big.
Oh my God.
No, sir. He wants man. He will not strive with man. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3a. He has allowed man to be a free moral agent. To do whatever he wants to do with his life. But if he dedicates it, why not? I'm in charge. Return back. Thank you, sir. Lord, I have chosen you alone as my inheritance. You are my prize, my pleasure. Sometimes it may not be sweet and palatable. You are still my pleasure. And my portion. I leave my destiny and its timing into your hands. Men, women, rise your feet. We're praying, is a serious one. Is as unto the Lord. Therefore, lift up your voice right now and apply yourself to that scripture. Lord, I have chosen you. And because I have chosen you as my all in all, I leave my destiny and its timing into your hands. Lift up your voice and pray, sir. And pray, ma. Into your hands I leave. 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 I've made you my choice. I've made you my priority. Message translation. I've made you my choice and my priority. Because I've done this, therefore, I have become your best. I have become your choice. I have become your priority. I hand it over to you, Master. I hand it over to you, Master. Look at that scripture and apply it, sir. Jesus said, we dedicate all by truth. The word of God is truth. Apply it, sir. Look at that scripture now. The message translation on the screen. And pray it. Apply myself to you. You are my choice. You are the first and only choice. And because of that, I found that I'm your choice. I place you in my schedule. Not just for this month alone, Master. But for life. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my days. I leave my destiny into your hands and the timings of my life into your hands. Part of the timing of my life is August 2019. You know, every day, every night, every upstanding and down sitting, every going in and going out of August 2019. I leave it all with you.
leave it all to you. I hand it over to you. I place it in your hands. Hey!
I put my hands in your hands, O Lord. I put my hands in your hands, O Lord. I put my hands in your hands, O Lord. I cannot fill because you, Lord, cannot fill. I put my hands in your hands, O Lord. I put my hands in your hands, O Lord. I put my hands in your hands, O Lord. I cannot fill because you, Lord, never fills. Because I've made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of my life is God's way. That's the life I live. Made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Somebody pray with life. It's not about August alone, sir. There's something about your destiny. You are called out. Hey! Made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Oh, I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. It's God's way for me, the only way, the only way. I don't know it, you know it. I can't comprehend it, you understand better. I allow you. I put my hands in your hands. I leave my timings and all that has to do with my destiny over to you. I cannot afford to dictate for myself, for it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, not even in the best of man to determine the course of his destiny. Jeremiah said, my God and my Lord, this is all about you. I give it all to you. I lay it all to you. I hand it over to you. Hey! Do it as you want. No one can strive with his maker. Do it as you will. I've made so many mistakes. Most of the time I thought I could do it myself. But I begin to know better. And I apply myself to your will. I can't see December 2019 without August 2019. Meaning it's progressive. You have something definite. You have something in mind for this August 2019. And that's why I'm applying myself to your will. Take over, Jesus. Take over, take over. Take over, take over. I cannot do it by myself. Unless you take over, I cannot make it by myself. Unless you help me. Take over, take over. Take over. Take over, Jesus. Victor cannot run this race by himself. Unless you help him, he cannot finish strong by himself. Unless you take over. I give it to you. Lift up your two hands. Surrender it all. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him, my brother. He knows all things. He knows all things, my sister. Give it to him. Take it, Olua. Take it, my God. Take it, my Father. I have done many things. Thought that is the way. I just discover it's not. Take it, Lord. Do it yourself.
How can I be struggling with my maker? The one that knows all things. How can I assume that I know it? Take it, Abba. Do it your way. You are the God of a second chance. You cannot leave me alone. I know better. It's all about you as unto you, Lord. I dedicate all to you. I give it all to you. I give it all to you. I give it all to you, my God. I give it all to you, my God. I give it all to you. I give it all to you. I give it all to you. My angel, keep guiding me. Keep leading me. In the midst of my stubbornness, don't allow me to make the wrong decisions. Don't allow me to take the wrong step. Guide me till the end. This journey is far. Guide me till the end. Destiny must not be ruptured by careless decisions. Guide me to the end. Destiny must not be captured by the enemy. I came into this earth as an ambassador. I must fulfill what I came to do. I came into this earth as a diplomat. I must accomplish the reason I came. My angels, stand by me. Assist me. Lead me through. Until I can say like Paul, I've finished my course. I have run the race. I will not stumble. I will not fumble. I will not wobble. I will not tumble. My path keeps shining brighter and brighter. I will never have a better yesterday. As I allow you, as I allow you, as I allow you, thank you, Father. Romans chapter 9 is one of the most definite scripture for me. I think that's one of the directions for Word and Power Conference. And one of the messages, we look at that mystery. The mystery of Romans chapter 9. And it's called the mystery of preordination, predestination, predetermined counsel of God. Paul began to speak by the communication of the Spirit. And by verse 19, Paul began to say, who can resist God's will over his life? Who can? Verse 20 began to say, can the clay say to the potter, why did you make me? Can the one that God made begin to communicate and argue, why did you make me this way? And he saw that from Isaiah chapter 45, from verse 9. Concerning Cyrus. And Bible commentary said the destiny of a believer is a Cyrus destiny. One of these times we look at the Cyrus anointing. Whereby God told Cyrus, he said, I've held thy hands. I've opened before you the two leaf gates to subdue kingdoms.
to give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. So that at the end of the day, they will see my name in your life. It's a serious anointing. I've gone ahead of you to break in pieces the gate of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Now, from verse 9, that I've just quoted from verse 1 to verse 3 of Isaiah chapter 45. Is that okay? Now, from verse 9, let me look for a very easy version to read. Give me NLT. What sorrow awaits those who argue with their creator? Does a clay pot argue with its maker? Does the clay dispute with the one who shapes it, saying, "So, you are doing it wrong"? Does the clay exclaim, "How clumsy can you be, Gunter? How terrible it would be if a newborn baby said to his father, 'Why was I born? Fear will catch you.' Or if it said to its mother, 'Why did you make me this way?' This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel, your Creator. Do you question what I do for my children? Do you give me orders about the work of my hands? I am the one who made the earth and created people to live in it. With my hands, I stretch out the heavens. All the stars are at my command. I have raised up Victor," put your name fast, "to fulfill my righteous purpose. Ma meta mekupro to sika paishka merutu pieste. Understand. Hey. Stop rearing children if you are not ready to ask God for their purpose. Stop rearing children if you are not ready to ask God for their assignment. So that we joke with statement, you begin to drop it over their head. So that probably when they are sleeping, meka, shikabo, shikabo, steer. No matter how you live it, you will still return back to God's plan. Boy, former heart shaker. No matter how you say you want to marry white man, you will still return back to God's will, girl. Mekamakoso. No matter how you want to, you will still fire. I will raise up Cyrus Victor to fulfill my righteous cause, purpose, and I will guide his actions. Lord, have your way. Lift up your hands. I allow you, knee. I allow you. Righteous cause. Meaning this thing has been programmed. It's not carelessness, sir. I have. Who gave you the plans? Which plans do you have? Lord, I allow you. Lord, I allow you. Lord, I allow you. I allow you over this matter. I allow you over this subject. I allow you to fulfill your righteous cause, your righteous purpose, because everything about you is righteous. It's not about I trying to be right. It's about I applying myself for what is right already. Lord, I allow you. I allow you, Jesus. This is the time to pray in the Holy Ghost stronger than ever before. Because you don't know it, He knows it. Rabaye parigados. Rabaye kerebadabayasha. Rabaye madelos gabaye. Lena baba babatina na baleta. Lena na na baya baya katala godos. Lena na baya kadia makovri biasta. Berito vi asiketen. Berito vi asiketenos.
bigger a monster. Jinebanianti monster. Ragi bandes. Ragi damayen. Ma baba. You will guide my actions. Ikanda rabadios. Nandeda detos. Barrega debos. Mangilana namata. Igarana manos. Redista. Megiremoska. Virimosidoska. Bandileta. Bandileta. Belemost. Magirante. Magalia cobregabas. Magalia paragata. Magaria parigabaim. Magaria teriabosta. Inemoski bahaski de banco finimanda. Periga da malatodianda da basha. Tinema cobrigi de mahambringros. Tinema canda de la bonda. Kiribiaba mama doblita. Kirinama la balatina de mata. Ei. Magia. Magia sutos. 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 Sutos dia. Magalico. Magalibae. Mandelelesa. Igambarie. Magaliete. Mababa. Berete. Ragate. Zibandia. Mekombri. Brigis. Brigis. Brigibis. Brigimaha. Brigimio. Megiribu. Meniane. Mogoriamaha. Igalamondo. Shikabrinos. Radist. Bekiribir. Regate. Thy kingdom come. That will be done. Thy kingdom come. That will be done. Thy kingdom come. That will be done. In my life. As it was. Ordained. In heaven. Mekoste. Radisto. Filambe. Bangereta. Makobrike. Rabitata. Hey. Laze. Hey. Matonto. Regetenana. Igabash. 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 Mandalabos. 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 Mebebebe. Mebebebe. Andinabos. Marigenabis. Marigenabos. Lord, I allow you. Lord, I allow you. Holy Ghost. Shigalevo. Shigalevo. Shigalamanie. Shigalamanada. Shigalamanos. Mabedevos. Mababaye. 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 Lene mandos.
Thank you, Father. How I desire that every one of you can truly understand the application and implication of what I've said that triggered the prayer we prayed last. God said, you are a Cyrus, and I will go ahead to fulfill only my righteous course until I direct all your actions. There's an implication to it as a called out one. Ever since I signed in for this assignment, I've seen what he said will be that looked crazy become. And all of thought to try to, I speak in parables, to try to make it not be, it be. This thing will be, it will happen 2012.
2016, this thing will go and leave. 2018, there's nothing you can do. 2019, it came to pass. Common sense, logical approach as a man of God that wants a good integrity. And then God said, you see, you don't understand. There's a Cyrus agenda over your life. It's a called out one thing. It has got nothing to do with what you want. It's what I want. I speak in parables. It's about what I want. It has got, you don't have a signature in this. I wish you could understand the implication. That no matter the merry-go-round, it will still return back to me. It will be my righteous purpose. We have wedding now, so we must close by 9. But let's read the scripture and take note of it. Hey, Isaiah 29, Message Translation. Take note of these scriptures. And I just desire that you understand. That's why I won't hesitate to let people go. It's when this many 2 months, they will go. When we start October, not those ones won't come back. Many people will come. Believe me, sir. Because, see, I can't let you make the mistake I made. It's better to just stay away so you won't make the mistake I made. If you can't listen to the instructions here, you don't need to be here. Don't come. It's not by force. If you can just go and come back, you feel like just one day, just wake up again. Ah, there's still one ecclesia somewhere. No. This is a company of people on a journey. It's a company of people on a journey. So it's not about I just feel like, there's still ecclesia. I used to enjoy that place. No, we're not here for enjoyment. We came here for an assignment. Let me show you the scripture, beloved. Isaiah 29. Holy Spirit. When I say you should pray, we just pray with strength. Because we can move to the next one. Is that okay? I'll move to the next one. Is that okay? Pray with strength. I need to pray with strength. Please pray with strength. Isaiah 29 from verse 13 to 17. Message translation. Now, hear this. Go, sir. The master said, these people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their hearts aren't in it. Because they act like they are worshipping me, but don't mean it. I'm going to step in and shock them awake, astonish them, stand them on their ears. The wise ones who had it all figured out will be exposed as fools. The smart people who thought they knew everything would turn out to know nothing. Doom to you. You pretend to have the inside track. You shut God out and walk behind the scenes, plotting the future as if you knew everything. Acting mysterious, never showing your hand. You have everything backwards, though. You treat the potter as a lump of clay. Does a book say to its author, he didn't write a word of meal? Does a meal say to the woman who cooked it, she had nothing to do with this? Verse 17. And then King James said, until the Spirit, how would this thing be? Would the wilderness be turned to a fruitful field? And the fruitful field be turned to a forest? How? Was a question King James asked in that verse 17. And then by chapter 32, verse 15, he said, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Verse 15, thank you. Verse 15, 32, 15. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. So to take the Holy Ghost to guide you, navigate you, plot you, direct you, instruct you into destiny, reality, and fulfillment. Beloved, drop your notes now. Lift up your hands. 2 minutes.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take your place. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take a place, take a place.
Ah,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take a place, take a place. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take a place, take a place,
until the Spirit be poured upon you from on high. Then misdirection, then that misrepresentation, misguidedness, until the Spirit comes, that is where direction comes, that is where light comes, that is where the path becomes clear.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take a place. Take a place, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Lead me, guide me, show me, teach me, instruct me, direct me. I need you, Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God, Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God, Holy Ghost. If Christ could not fulfill destiny without the Holy Spirit, my brother, my sister, you cannot. Christ Himself is the Holy Ghost Himself in a person. He could not fulfill destiny until the Holy Spirit came upon him visibly. You cannot. Without him, you can do nothing. Without him, you can do nothing. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place. Take a place, take a place, take a place, take a place.
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Take a place. I allow you, Holy Ghost. Take a place in me, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost, take a place, take a place.
I am a Shigabayest. 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 Shigabayeso. Le mana mana mana.
Thank you, Father.
Zagabayes. Zade Baba Babaye. Lift up your two hands and let them do his work. Let him do his work. Except you are not ready to be a called out one. I've told you the secret. I've just given you the secret. The last statement before this prayer, I've given you the secret. It will take whatever ought not to be there from the original out. It is a personal take for the called out one. Take it over, Holy Ghost. There's nothing, sir, except you are not a called out one. Whatever you took before that is not your own, he will take it from you as long as you have enlisted yourself as a called out one. It's the deal he entered with me for this assignment. And it's not about me, it's about everyone. So my life becomes an example, a template for you. Whatever was not there in his original manuscript that you have been living with hitherto as a called out one, he will take it ultimately so as to allow you properly to what he has ordained for you, because it's about his righteous purpose to fulfill only his will. I allow you, Holy Ghost, the executor of God's counsel over his church. I allow you, Spirit of Christ, to keep guiding me into all truth, that my destiny might be free indeed. I allow you my direction, my counselor, my strengthener, my standby, my comfort, that you may show me and lead me on to the end. I cannot do it until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. I've admitted I'm not wise enough. I'm not smart enough. Have your way. Have your way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 23:23, easy. Let's hand over this mountain to his hands. Hey. 23:23, Jeremiah is English. God does not just know the beginning, he knows the end. He doesn't just know the beginning, he knows the end. He sees the end. So we hand over everything about August into his hands. I'm going to read myself. Jeremiah 23:23 is English. Scripture said, I can see things that happen a long way ahead. I do not only see what is close to me. Men see what is close to them. Your God sees what lies ahead. Lord, I hand over every day of August into your hands. You see what lies ahead. Lift up your two hands as unto the Lord. You see what lies ahead. I hand it over to you.
the remaining 28 days of the month of August. I hand it over to you. 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 You see what lies ahead. I hand it over to you. You see what lies ahead. I learned yesterday and I understand better now. I put you in the schedule so that you can have me your schedule. I put you in everything that has to do with August 2019. So you can have everything that has to do with August 2019 for me and deliver the best for me. I hand it over to you, my Father. I am Asher. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Make sure you write that scripture down, please. Jeremiah 23:23, easy English. Is that okay? All right. Now, let me read again to you at the dawn of this month while praying to God. I had Luke 1:78 NLT and I did open. We began to say some things, but Luke 1:78 NLT, please be smart now. Today you didn't do well at all, so you be smart. Luke 1:78 NLT. Now, because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us. And then, as he gave that scripture, I didn't check. Then he began to speak. He said, it shall be visible to people. And they will begin to wonder, who is this? Everything shall be obvious. Everyone shall see. The cloud of glory shall follow every one of you. They shall begin to say, who are these? People will see and know and exclaim that these ones are not ordinary. There is something about them. Everyone shall be revealed this month. That amen is not good. It's not the voice of your husband. It's the word of the Lord. So you better know what you're doing. The beauty shall fall upon everyone and every life shall radiate the same. All shall reflect beauty, the beauty of my throne. This shall be evident and shall be the talk of everyone around the Ecclesians, saying, who are these people? Where are they coming from? Where are they residing? For all shall be revealed. The Ecclesia embassy shall be revealed this month. For all shall radiate the glory of me, their Messiah. This is my word. And I began to ask him, Lord, why all this? Why all this? And he said, because they hearkened to my word. They have obeyed my instructions and done beyond what I expected of them. So I will in turn bless them. Radiate my beauty upon them. Reveal them to their world and do beyond what they are expecting. I will turn and overturn everything about their lives until they reflect my beauty and my glory. And they will never remain the same. And he said, therefore, tell all to remain joyful in me. For it is through joy that beauty and glory shall be reflected. Then I heard Joel chapter 2 and verse 21 NLT. Don't be afraid, O land. Be glad now and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. They are not my words. When I hear such words, I don't look for scriptures to back it up. It gives me the scripture. So you know what you do right now? You apply yourself to it. Lord, the ones I can remember what this man said, be it unto me according to your word. Hold on! Hold on. The question therefore will always be, you said you will reveal me. Lord, show me what to do to reveal me. Because see where we've missed applications of God's word and prophecy. God has said what it would do. And the wise one, why, Lord, why? So what am I to do? Raise the altar. Raise the altar. What's the direction of the altar at this point? Lord, show me what to do to reveal me. Hema, asu, su, su duis. One thing thou lackest. One thing is needful. One more thing. Show me what to do to reveal. You said you will reveal me. You don't lie. God said to me in the course of last week, I said, everything I've said, I have done. I'm not going to come down from heaven to make it happen. My people must do it for them to see it. I don't have anything to do with it again. So telling me to do it is actually an insult on my integrity. Ah. So it is, I've said it, I have done it. So what am I to do to see it happen to me? Lord, show me what to do. You said you will reveal me. You said it will become obvious. Where is he? Where has he been? Who are these people? See glory, see beauty reflecting upon them. See radiance of God's majesty on these people. Lord, now that you said you will reveal me, show me what to do to reveal me. First of all, be it unto me according to thy word. Then when I speak, then you cannot begin to say, Lord, show me what to do. Lift up your two hands right now and accept God's word. Remember Mary? Mary said, I may not understand how it's going to be, but Oluwa, just go ahead. Be it unto me according to your word. Lift up your voice and declare this right now. Father, be it unto me according to your word. This is your intention. This is your will. I'm a called out one. I'm one that follows what you want, not what I want. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I give it to you. Be it unto me according to your word. I allow you, Master. I allow you, Savior. I allow you, Jesus. I allow you. 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 Everybody, you are praying this prayer. Those online, you are praying this prayer. Lord, I allow you. I may not understand, but I allow you. My mind may not be able to comprehend it. How shall this thing be? I allow you. I allow you, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. The word of God must come to pass in my life. Now go ahead. Lord, reveal to me what to do. So I can be revealed to my world. Show me what to do. So I can be revealed to my world. This one must be done in the Holy Ghost. Therefore, lift up your voice loud in the Holy Spirit and pray. Because the Holy Spirit will guide you. He's the light giver. He will give light to everything that needed to be lighted. La kamba de katoniaske, rade katananta yata. Ah, Jesus said the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. The Holy Ghost will show you things to come. Akate ke paragatande, rade pete kalagoste, rade pende vika daniata, rege pandi kasike pende lato, rege tena da, ide boroboshia. Holy Spirit, don't hide anything from me this month. As unto the Lord I come this last day of it, and I decree and declare, you will reveal to me what needed to be done. You will reveal to me what needed to be executed, the steps to take, the proposals to make, the connection to call on, where to go, how to take the steps and the actions, what to do. You will reveal to me in clear terms. I will not be confused. I will not be stranded. I will hear a voice behind me saying, this is the way to go. I will know how to go, where to go, when to go. Ibraga ba 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 ba. We kosite ibraga bando rati bosi igregeta ibrapa pendos rati kobrega hashkaba. Blessed be God. Can you therefore lift up your hands as you receive these words of prophecy?
I stand in my office. For no man taketh this honor upon himself except to him that is called. I therefore stand in my office to proclaim over every called out one on ground right here, wherever they are in Abuja, wherever they are in the world, online in diaspora, that this month will speak for you. By the word of the Lord that he gave to me for you, none of them will fall. By the word of the Lord, I decree these words will make you. Because you believe, and blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance. God will perform his will over your life. As you have positioned yourself aright, beginning within this month, I therefore decree, go and be revealed. Go and radiate his glory. Go and manifest his beauty. Go and show forth his majesty. Everyone around you will say, this is God's own person in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Honor God and bless his holy name. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. And give him honor. Keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. The God that sees ahead, Jeremiah 23:23 is English. The sees ahead, he has seen ahead. He doesn't just see now, he sees ahead. He sees ahead, he sees ahead. He has seen the 31st of this month in all his fullness. Glory to God. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Go ahead, therefore, and congratulate 7 people. Congratulations. Woo! For your revealed month. Your revealed month. This is your revealed month. Oh, they're about to expose you this month. The whole world will see you this month. You'll be set on the stage of life this month. Everyone will know that God is on your side this month. Everyone will acclaim that this is God in your life. If you're that person I'm talking about, let your shout show. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.